it's self-evident to everyone that the world indeed is in a spiritual emergency. Some only see the physical emergencies, but those are only there to prompt our awareness of who and what we really are, and to reconnect our lost relationship with the Supreme Being, with the real, so that the situation that we face within the simulation, within the field of Maya, does not create fear, does not create a regression of consciousness, but instead produces a transcendence, leads us to a new revelation and to realization of our true nature and power, and brings us to that level of consciousness in which we are attuned to the will of God and act in accord with that will, which is the Tao, that enables us to function as uplifters of the collective consciousness and co-creators of a new world that will rise amid the ruins and the ashes of that world that has been destroyed by our having fallen to too low a level of consciousness, in which we have failed to be able to sustain the kingdom of heaven that we had been given and had enabled it and been accomplices in its fall into a hell realm. And so this is our responsibility. The Jews call it tikkun olam, the healing of the world. Our duty and responsibility to repair what we have broken. Every religion has that same commandment, that mandate. But in the East, it is recognized that what must be repaired is our own consciousness, our own broken connection to the real, our own having fallen into ignorance, avidya, and illusion, and identification with matter rather than spirit. And this fall has caused a loss of intelligence, a loss of love, a loss of power, a loss of goodness, purity of heart, and an inability to master the chaos that consciousness has become. And so now our function, our duty, is to regain that lost mastery and to put our own consciousness into divine order. And through that, the world that is a projection of that consciousness will become ordered spontaneously. So this is the purpose of a satsang in these dire circumstances of a collapsing global civilization with increasing conflicts, wars, difficult geophysical situations, as well as social and of political situations, loss of freedom, loss of the capacity to understand the information and to parse truth from disinformation, the loss of our own capacity to see through deception. We must gain that sattvic clarity again And we must overcome the external difficulties through connecting to the morphic field in which we are a unified whole rather than a chaos of separate individuals. And it's only through that overcoming of the illusion of the multiplicity that we can achieve that harmonious vibrational frequency that transforms the apparently external phenomenal world that is really only the implicate order that is the mind of God itself. And once we have withdrawn from all of the illusions into the singularity of the real, the world itself disappears and then magically reappears in its most beautiful, perfect potentiality. But we must manifest first the beauty of that supreme essence of our being and transmit that to all beings in the morphic field in order to achieve liberation from the bondages that are now appearing to the consciousness that is still attached to the false belief that one is a bodily being born at a certain time, born into a certain family system, and suffered through traumas and through experiences that have created depression, anxiety, bitterness, aggression, whatever it is that is the operating system of the ego's structure and dynamics. All of that is illusory. And we must escape from being controlled and usurped by that monstrous operating system that has taken over our consciousness. That is the demonic. And once we have gone through ego death and dissolved that delusion, then we are free to bring the truth, the power, and the blessings of the real into this plane. So I hope everyone is on that wavelength where you are interested in achieving that complete liberation from the illusion of the ego mind and all of the thoughts that it throws up into your mind in order to create confusion and despair and a false context, a false paradigm of reality that then creates a series of false beliefs and inaccurate actions that create more karma, more suffering, more of a sense of the impossibility of liberation. And so we must free ourselves from the dark cloud that now is our own mind if we are still within the ego frame of reference, and rise at least into the soul level, into the negation of the ego, and the ability to deconstruct it from a higher level of coherent intelligence, and then rise beyond that to the negation of the negation, to the absolute, the emptiness that is both absolute nothingness and absolute fullness. That total paradox of the real that is our true nature, that the ego mind cannot grasp, cannot hold on to, cannot surrender to. And so we must rise beyond the ego in order to have that drive to ascend into the absolute self that is beyond thought. We have become addicted to the ego's thinking, even though its thinking creates suffering, but it gives the illusion of existence. And so the ego prefers to suffer than to know the freedom and the bliss of the real that extinguishes the ego illusion once and for all. And it's the overcoming of that tenacious attachment to our own suffering that is required if our yoga is to be successful.